February 11, 1926. The human was the woodworm that gnaws at all goods and the key that opens all evils. Each act of human will not connected with that of God forms an abyss of distance between creator and creature. I was thinking to myself, we so much fear in me, to the point of feeling my life missing in me, that, may this never be, I might not do the most holy will of God entirely and completely. The mere thought of this destroys me. What would it be, then, if I came to the point of withdrawing, even for one single instant, from the supreme and adorable will of my Creator? Now, while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and taking my hands in His, He kissed them with unspeakable love. Then He pressed them so very tightly to His breast, and, all tenderness, told me, my daughter, how beautiful is my will operating in your hands. Your emotions are wounds for me, but divine wounds, because they come from the depth of my will, dominating, operating and triumphant in you. So, I feel wounded as though by another me. With just reason do you fear. If you went out of my supreme will even for one instant, oh, how low you would descend. You would reduce yourself as though from the state of Adam innocent to the state of Adam guilty. And since Adam had been created as the head of all generations, his will, withdrawn from his creator, formed the woodworm in the root of the tree of all generations. Therefore, all feel the ruins which the woodworm of the human will formed from the very beginning of the creation of man. Each act of human will not connected with that of God forms an abyss of distance between creator and creature, and therefore distance of sanctity, of beauty, of nobility, of light, of science, etc. So, by withdrawing from the divine will, Adam did nothing but put himself at a distance from his creator. This distance debilitated him, impoverished him, unbalanced him completely, and caused imbalance in all generations, because when evil is in the root, the whole tree is forced to feel the malignant effects, the bad humors, which are in the root. Therefore, my daughter, since I have called you as the first, and as the head of the mission of my will of mine must lay in you the balance between you and the Creator, and therefore remove the distance which exists between the human will and the divine, so as to be able to form in you the root of the tree without bad humors, making only the vital humor of my will flow, so that the tree may not be jeopardized in its vegetation, in the development, and in the preciousness of its fruits. Now, if you wanted to do an act of your will, not connected with mine, you would come to form the woodworm to the mission which I have entrusted to you, and like a second Adam, you would ruin the root of the tree of my will, which I want to form in you, and would jeopardize all those who will want to graft themselves to this tree, because they would not find all of the fullness of my will in the one in whom it had its beginning. Therefore, it is I who cast this fear into your soul, so that my will may always be dominant in you, and all the manifestations which I have made to you may always be in vegetation, in order to form the divine root, trunk, branches, flowers and fruits, without the shadow of your human will. In this way, you would return to your origin, into the womb of your Creator, all beautiful, grown and formed with the fullness of the supreme will. And the divinity, satisfied in you of the work of the creation of man, would make its chosen people of the fiat voluntatis on earth as it is in heaven come out from you and from the mission entrusted to you. Therefore, be attentive, my daughter, and do not want to ruin the work of my will in you. I love it so much and it costs me so much, that I will use all my infinite jealousies. I myself will guard my will, so that yours may never have life. I remained surprised, and I comprehended with such clarity what an act of human will means, compared to an act of divine will, and how the soul, by doing her own will, loses the physiognomy of her Creator. And stripping herself of the beauty with which she was created, she clothes herself with miserable rags, she barely drags herself in good, she acquires the diabolical likeness, she feeds herself with dirty foods. My Jesus, Give us all the grace never to do our own will, which is like calling all passions back to life. So, almost trembling, I tried to plunge more deeply into the supreme will, and I called my celestial mama to my help, so that, together, in the name of all, we might adore the supreme will on behalf of all the human wills opposed to it. Now, while I was doing this, the heavens opened, and my Jesus came out from within my interior, all in feast, and told me, daughter of my volition, you must know that when my will reigns in the soul, it integrates everything she does in the development of the life of my eternal will in her. So, it was not you who called my divine mama, but it was my will that called her. And she, feeling called by a divine will which has always been whole and triumphant within her, immediately perceived that one from the celestial family was calling her upon earth. And she said to all heaven, let us go, let us go. It is one from our family that is calling us to fulfill the duties of the family to which we belong. And here they are, look at them, all around us, the Virgin, the saints, the angels, to do the act of adoration which you want to do, and the divinity, to receive it. My will has such power as to enclose everything and make everyone do the same thing, as if it were one single act. Hence the great difference that passes between one who lets my will reign within herself and one who lives of her own self. In the first one there is a divine will that prays, that operates, that thinks, that looks, that suffers. At each motion of hers, it moves heaven and earth and connects everything together, in such a way that all feel the power of the divine will operating in the creature, and recognize in her the nobility, the likeness, the offspring of their creator. And, as daughter of the celestial family, all protect her, assist her, defend her and long to have her together with them in the celestial fatherland. All the opposite for one who lives of her own will, which is the key of hell, of miseries, of inconstancy. Whatever place it opens, it can open only there where evil is. And if she does any good at all, it is apparent, because inside of it there is the woodworm of her will which gnaws at everything. Therefore, even if it should cost you your life, never, never go out of my will.